Yo guys, welcome to YAP, your favorite anonymous podcaster. So that you actually know me or heard of me before, but I hope your day is going fine. I also hope you're staying safe or big. The coronavirus is real. Don't let anybody tell you that it is a government, blah, anything that's cap. The coronavirus is real. Everybody sanitize, use your mask. If possible, use your face shield, sanitize at all times. It's very, very, very important. All right, so at this point, you're probably wondering, what is this about? What does he want to talk about? Anyways, I'm going to be talking about something that might be very, very useful to you. Drum roll, please. I'm going to be telling you tips that you're going to need whenever you're starting a business. You probably already know because of my accent where I'm from, but if you don't, I'm Nigerian, and in this side of the world things are not as easy as in the United States or the United Kingdom or like Canada, Australia, and all those first world countries where they're like jobs everywhere just laying around waiting for somebody to get them. You guess what I mean? Here in Nigeria, getting a job is very, very hard. As of 2019, the percentage of unemployed people was 14%. I know that sounds small, but yo, get your calculator and see what 14% of 195.9 million is. Let me just save you the stress. It's about 27 million people. Get this, 27 million people are unemployed in Nigeria. As at the moment of this recording, 27 million people are unemployed. Omo, this thing is no more a joke. Guys have started looking for alternatives. It's as if everybody just wants to become an employer of labor, and I don't blame them. Yo, 27 million people are unemployed. What do you think? Omo, it's not their fault. And I know that you probably have thought about starting a business, but you're like, I don't know how to start. What am I going to do? Anyways, this podcast is for you. Don't worry. I got you. Yeah? I got you. Yeah. And yeah, I know you don't want to listen to all these boring facts and the long numbers. You probably want to know how to start your own business. So let's go. All right. So the very first step you want to take is you want to ask yourself, what can I do? Do I have any marketable skills? Marketable skills are skills like photography, fashion designing, coding, like, I don't know, like, skills that you can render services for people with and they'll pay you for it. Even catering is part of them. Like, if you can make cakes, you can do fashion designing, as I said already. All of that. If you find out that you do, you're very lucky. Because you're going to have to start brushing up on your skills and like learn more. Not that you have done like a couple of lessons before and you will not say, I already know how to do this, I'm not going to do it again. No, you can't do that. You have to brush up on your skills and make sure you're the best. For example, if you're a fashion designer, let's do something like a baker, you're going to make sure that your cake, the cakes you make are one of the best in that you've ever had. Do you get? The cakes you make are one of the best you've ever had. It's not my fault, I'm Nigerian. Don't blame me. Let's just get to it. Because like, if your cake is like very, very, very good, that's already enough advertisement on its own. Because for example, you make a cake for let's just say that there's no pandemic anymore, and then people actually go to parties and all of that, and your client has a wedding, and then you make a cake for his wedding, and then people that come to his wedding taste the cake and they're like, oh my god, this is the best cake I've ever had in my life. They go and ask the guy, bro, how far? Who did this cake for you? Ah, it's one guy, oh, that guy is very good. Let me give you his number. Like that, like that, like that, like that, like that, like that. As I said, if your stuff is good, it's already enough advertisement. Obviously, you're going to need you're going to need to actually advertise, but just make sure that your stuff is very good. That's already enough advertisement. But if you don't have any marketable skills, don't panic. Somebody once said, Mafo, don't panic. You just need to find something that you really like, because you don't want to do something that you don't like. Regardless of how much you make, you don't want to do something that you don't like. Because if something goes wrong, you just be like, probably say I like him before, I did not like it before. I will look for something else to do. But you don't want that. You want consistency. You need to be consistent. So you find something that you really like. Something in my own opinion, don't attack me. In my own opinion, I feel like in business, things should be more passion driven. Yeah, don't be that guy that is money driven. I mean, if you're money driven, it might lead you to places. If you're very, very industrious and business oriented. See, you don't understand. It's not my fault. I apologize. Yes, I apologize. I made a blunder. Okay. Find somebody that, and you're very business oriented, you will make your money and your business will grow. But if you're not, you need to be passion driven, because that passion, all you like, is going to follow you to the end. The thing is going to keep pushing you. I love making cakes. It's like a hobby that brings money in. Do you get? So then once you found something that you really like, you're going to have to go and brush up your skills on it. And if you don't know anything about it, go and learn it. Go to the best school you know for it. There are schools all over Nigeria. Go to Lagos, you find a lot. Go to Abuja, you find a lot. Just go online. Life is easy now. Go to social media. Search for whatever you want to do and art school in Nigeria, man. Everything is there. It's really not that hard. Ask people around. Brush up your skills. Make sure you are very good. And then once you're done with that, and you know that, as I am like this, so, Omo, I am the best baker I know. My cakes are perfect. That is the first step. Once you're done with that, you're going to need to move to the second step. Yeah, the second step as a big boy thing, or a big lady thing, I'm sorry. You're going to need to do your registration, do your papers. Like I think it's called CAC in Nigeria, where you register your company or your business. Because if you don't, it's very, very important that you do. Number one, people will take you more serious if you're registered. Like, this is a registered company, this is just a roadside company. Which would you go for? Reason now, yes, you want to go for the registered company now. And then number two, you have to do it so that somebody does not steal your idea. Very, very important, documentation. Now, once you're done with all of that, you're going to need to get a base or base of operations. I think that's more understandable. I'm sorry, I have a sore throat, but just I'm really sorry. Anyways, your base of operations is where you're going to be producing from, or branding from, or packaging from, or sewing from, or designing from. Whatever you want to do, you're going to need a base of operations that people, your clients, or people that don't know you, potential clients, can access you. What I'm trying to say is that if you are a photographer, you need a studio depth. That one is like, it is very, what are you doing photographer if you don't have a studio? What's that? What's that? If you are a mechanic, let's just put it like that. I'm not even going to say like engineer or anything. If you're a mechanic, you're going to need a workshop. Like, okay, let's just push you up. Let's say that if you're trying to start a car diagnostic center, you're going to need a workshop with all of the vehicle diagnostic machines and all of that. Yeah, if you're reselling, like if you're a trader, you're going to need a shop. You just need a bit of operations. And now once all of that is done, very, very, very easy. The rest is very easy. Get a proper equipment. You're going to need to get members of staff that you trust. members of staff that you trust, not the type of people that you know that if they get there, they will start stealing your things. Members of staff that are trustworthy, like that, you already have a successful company. Like, are you whining me? A successful company, and you're the CEO already. If you even give you that confidence, if you do all these things, you'll be confident. Then, after all of that, you need to do networking. Go to parties. It's very, very important. Go to parties. Meet a bunch of people. Potential buyers, potential clients, potential customers. Whatever you're doing, go to parties, meet people, and spread your word. Let people know. Do graphic design, advertise everything. Your flyers, your business card, everything must be top-notch. And then spread your word. And watch your business bloom. Oh, watch it bloom. watch your business grow. So yeah, these are all the points I have on starting your business. I really hope this helps you if you've been looking for it. Anyway, it's been your boy YAP, and I'm still your favorite anonymous podcaster. it's been a blast, and make sure you like this, and then leave it in the comments if you have any suggestions or compliments. I really, really like compliments. Please compliment me, please. please, if you like me to talk about anything, I leave it in the comment section. I will gladly talk about it for you. Yeah, it's your boy, spin your boy YAP. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Stay safe, oh. Stay safe, my guy. Stay safe. Borrow yourself, sis. I'm sorry.